weeks ago, we had something incredible happen because some kids on their own decided to start their own little movement, and it began in the girls' bathroom.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. How can we start a movement of kindness? Principal Will Parker from Tulsa, Oklahoma is with us today. So, Will, how do you start a movement of kindness?
Well, you know, this has been a fantastic year at my high school. We have students 9 through 12 at a high school with about 750 kids. And this year we decided we wanted to build a momentum of positive culture and kindness. And it started with our students. Our student council sponsor and her students came to me at the beginning of the year, and they wanted to do something called a class cup, which was chapter one of the story. They had wanted to create a way for students, for us to track student good deeds. And so that teacher put together this fantastic Google Doc that she shared out with teachers where they could submit names of kids they were seeing doing great things throughout the school. So we started a competition between students so we could track how many of them were doing great things throughout the school. And so by the end of first semester, they were all neck and neck with the number of points that they were earning. And it was fun on morning announcements to not just say what's coming up in the school, but also say, hey, congratulations to so-and-so for opening the door today for someone in the hall, and the teacher sent your name in for a good deed. Congratulations. Each week, our student council students go and they deliver good deed award cards to the kids whose names have been submitted. And all of this has been streamlined using Google Docs and Google Forms. So that's made it pretty wonderful. But a few weeks ago, we had something incredible happen because some kids on their own, not completely connected to our class cup, decided to start their own little movement, and it began in the girls' bathroom. And one day, a teacher came down to see me. Her name is Julie Franklin, and Ms. Franklin said, there's something going on in the girls' bathroom you should probably know about. And of course, usually for a school principal, that means there's trouble. And she said, but this is something good. She said, I was just in the bathroom at the end of the day. I'd had a really hard seventh hour, and I walked into the bathroom, and there was this note that said, on the bathroom window, bathroom mirror, that said, you are loved.
Aww.
And then there's another note right beside it that said something like, don't let negative things get you down or something like that. And she said, there were these two or three post-it notes on there. And she said, what's interesting is that today there's more. Girls are adding nice notes to this bathroom mirror. And so she came by the next day and she said, okay, I've got to tell you what's going on now. She said, there's this big sheet of butcher paper on the wall in there now, and it's getting covered with these notes of encouragement and kindness. And so eventually she brought me a lot of pictures, and eventually I got to go in there and look. But we started posting pictures of the positive notes that girls were leaving for one another on that bathroom mirror and on that wall. And a few days later, we put it up on Facebook, and parents were commenting on it, and kids were sharing it out. And that same evening, we got contacted by a local news agency, and they said, can we come? We saw you guys on Facebook. Can we come do a news story on your wall of kindness? And so they came up and pushed that out. We've had, and I haven't checked the stats recently, but we had over 65,000 contacts on that Facebook post of just our wall of kindness. And of course, that story went out through the Tulsa news station as well. And so that media outlet shared that story. And since then, that wall has continued to grow. There's two large sections of paper in there as well. And I sent you some photos of that bathroom and a couple of students standing in front of them. And one of the students, it took me a few days to kind of track back talking to kids who was the first one to leave the note. And I discovered finally it's a junior that we have here at our high school named Taylor Anderson. So I met with her and said, Taylor, thanks for starting a movement of kindness. I mean, we've been pushing positivity all year long, but you've just done something that's on fire. And she said, I said, where'd you get this idea? And she said, well, I was actually at a Bible study with some friends this week, and I was trying to think of what's something I could do to encourage other students at our school. And I thought, I'm just going to leave a note on the mirror and see what happens.
Wow. I love that. And
You know, I can hear principals and teachers thinking, okay, if I stuck a sticky note somewhere, mm-hmm. probably not nice things would be written on exactly. it. Like, exactly. so how do you do this? Like, how do you make this happen? Do you think that just the whole year of talking about kindness helped or what?
Well, let me just say six takeaways that I think anybody can be doing to kind of encourage a momentum like this. Number one, I think that if we as school leaders or educators are encouraging the great things happening in our school, then it's possible that they can take off in other directions. So just here's some practical to-dos. Carry something with you all the time that you can take photographs with. And so for me, that's my phone, or sometimes I grab a camera, but carrying a camera around the school and capturing moments when kids are doing awesome stuff and sharing that out creates a culture where people expect for great things to be shared. Two, I think that, you know, increasing your social media shares on those things. And I know your listeners do this stuff all the time, but these good practices pay off. And so, you know, make sure those things are being placed on social media. We've been really updating our Facebook posts, our Twitter posts from the school so that our parents and community can see great things that are happening. This, we actually boosted that post. I had never done that before with a Facebook post from school, and that spread the news even farther. And so I think spreading the news outside the school and inside the school encourages other girls to go in there and add their notes. We share out weekly with all of our parents a summary of all the great things happening in the school. So not just that bathroom, but anything else that's been happening in the school all week long. We take photos and we try to share out that through a weekly newsletter. That's number four. Number five, you know, use those great media outlet relationships. So we, you know, that when that TV station called, you better believe I was excited to get them in my building. But that's not the only time we've talked to them. We've had them up for other events. And so they're our friends because we often give them information of great things that are happening here. And then the last thing I would say is, you know, make sure that you push out your big press releases beyond just your own community. And so I think it's important that you're publishing anytime you have awards or recognitions, not just the good things happening in hallways, but anytime there's a specific or special recognition. We were just named we were just designated as an AP district of the year or honor roll district, I'm sorry, this year. And so that's something we just shared out a couple of weeks ago too, that went throughout our big media outlets. So I'm just a huge proponent, Vicki, that if we are celebrating the awesome stuff happening in our schools, then at some point we should be wanting, we should, especially as public school educators, we should be taking back the conversation, because so much of what we're hearing in the media is the negative things happening in our schools. And the only persons who can control the communication coming from our schools the best are those of us in the schools. And so I'm just a huge proponent for celebrating, recognizing, highlighting those things. And I'm not saying that that's what created this movement of kindness, because those kids have been working in cooperation with their teachers and our admin team and all of the folks within our school this year to make that a goal of ours. But they took it to a whole new level. And so I think as we cultivate the soil as adults in our buildings, and those kids, when they start growing and producing fruit from what we've been planting in them, they're going to go way farther than we can. And so that's the idea they came up with was so much better than anything I could have ever come up on my own.
Educators, we have a remarkable story to ponder. And how can we promote kindness? And also, how can we share the great things happening in our schools far and beyond just our own school knows? So his name is Will Parker. Check the show notes. You can follow him and all of his great work and all the exciting things happening in his school and see some pictures about what's happening. And I hope my hope for you is that you can help kindness go viral too.
Awesome. Thank you, Vicki.
Hello, remarkable teachers. Would you please help me do something? I'm trying to help more people find out about the 10-Minute Teacher Show. To do that, if you just could take some time to go to iTunes or to Stitcher and leave a review, it really does help. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.